No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 14th day of June. Welcome, everyone. It's a brand new week. It's all a blank canvas right here in front of us. New mercy, a new beginning, a new chance to begin again and again and again. It is never too late to make the right choice. I'm glad that you're choosing the Word of God and to allowing His Word to transform your life. Today we're reading 2 Chronicles chapters 6 and 7, and then we'll read Psalm 136. And this week we are reading the New Living Translation, 2 Chronicles chapter 6 and 7. Then Solomon prayed, O Lord, you have said that you would live in a thick cloud of darkness. Now I have built a glorious temple for you, a place where you can live forever. Then the king turned around to the entire community of Israel, standing before him, and gave this blessing. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, who has kept the promise he made to my father David. For he told my father, from the day I brought my people out of the land of Egypt, I have never chosen a city among any of the tribes of Israel as the place where a temple should be built to honor my name. Nor have I chosen a king to lead my people Israel. But now I have chosen Jerusalem as the place for my name to be honored, and I have chosen David to be king over my people Israel. Then Solomon said, my father David wanted to build this temple to honor the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. But the Lord told him, you wanted to build the temple to honor my name. Your intention is good, but you are not the one to do it. One of your own sons will build the temple to honor me. And now the Lord has fulfilled the promise he made. For I have become king in my father's place, and now I sit on the throne of Israel, just as the Lord promised. I have built this temple to honor the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. There I have placed the ark, which contains the covenant that the Lord made with the people of Israel. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the entire community of Israel, and he lifted his hands in prayer. Now Solomon had made a bronze platform 7.5 feet long, 7.5 feet wide, and 4.5 feet high, and had placed it at the center of the temple's outer courtyard. He stood on the platform, and then he knelt in front of the entire community of Israel and lifted his hands toward heaven. He prayed, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in all of heaven and earth. You keep your covenant and show unfailing love to all who walk before you in wholehearted devotion. You have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. You made that promise with your own mouth, and with your own hands you have fulfilled it today. And now, O Lord, God of Israel, carry out the additional promise you made to your servant David, my father. For you said to him, if your descendants guard their behavior and faithfully follow my law, as you have done, one of them will always sit on the throne of Israel. Now, O Lord, God of Israel, fulfill this promise to your servant David. But will God really live on earth among people? Why, even the highest heavens cannot contain you? How much less this temple I have built? Nevertheless, listen to my prayer and my plea, O Lord, my God. Hear the cry and the prayer that your servant is making to you. May you watch over this temple day and night, this place where you have said you would put your name. May you always hear the prayers I make toward this place. May you hear the humble and earnest requests from me and your people Israel when we pray toward this place. Yes, hear us from heaven where you live, and when you hear, forgive. If someone wrongs another person and is required to take an oath of innocence in front of your altar at this temple, then hear from heaven and judge between your servants, the accuser and the accused. Pay back the guilty as they deserve. Acquit the innocent because of their innocence. If your people Israel are defeated by their enemies because they have sinned against you, and if they turn back and acknowledge your name and pray to you here in this temple, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and return them to this land you gave to them and to their ancestors. If the skies are shut up and there is no rain because your people have sinned against you, and if they pray toward this temple and acknowledge your name and turn from their sins because you have punished them, then hear from heaven and forgive the sins of your servants, your people Israel. Teach them to follow the right path and send rain on your land that you have given to your people as their special possession. If there is a famine in the land, or a plague, or crop disease, or attacks of locusts or caterpillars, or if your people's enemies are in the land besieging their towns, whatever disaster or disease there is, and if your people Israel pray about their troubles or sorrow, raising their hands toward this temple, then hear from heaven where you live and forgive. Give your people what their actions deserve, for you alone know each human heart. Then they will fear you and walk in your ways as long as they live in the land you gave to our ancestors. In the future, foreigners who do not belong to your people Israel will hear of you. They will come from distant lands when they hear of your great name and your strong hand and your powerful arm. And when they pray toward this temple, then hear from heaven where you live and grant what they ask of you. In this way, all the people of the earth will come to know and fear you just as your own people Israel do. They too will know that this temple I have built honors your name. If your people go out where you send them to fight their enemies, and if they pray to you by turning toward this city you have chosen and toward this temple I have built to honor your name, then hear their prayers from heaven and uphold their cause. If they sin against you, and who has never sinned, you might become angry with them and let their enemies conquer them and take them captive to a foreign land far away or near. But in that land of exile, they might turn to you in repentance and pray, "We have sinned, done evil, and acted wickedly." If they turn to you with their whole heart and soul in the land of their captivity, and pray toward the land you gave to their ancestors, toward this city you have chosen, and toward this temple I have built to honor your name, then hear their prayers and their petitions from heaven where you live, and uphold their cause. Forgive your people who have sinned against you. O my God, may your eyes be open and your ears attentive to all the prayers made to you in this place. And now arise, O Lord God, and enter your resting place, along with the ark, the symbol of your power. May your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation. May your loyal servants rejoice in your goodness. O Lord God, do not reject the king you have anointed. Remember your unfailing love for your servant David. When Solomon finished praying, fire flashed down from heaven and burned up the burnt offerings and sacrifices, and the glorious presence of the Lord filled the temple. The priests could not enter the temple of the Lord because the glorious presence of the Lord filled it. When all the people of Israel saw the fire coming down and the glorious presence of the Lord filling the temple, they fell face down on the ground and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, "He is good. His faithful love endures forever." Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices to the Lord. King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 cattle and 120,000 sheep and goats. And so the king and all the people dedicated the temple of God. The priests took their assigned positions, and so did the Levites who were singing, "His faithful love endures forever." They accompanied the singing with music from the instruments King David had made and for praising the Lord. Across from the Levites, the priests blew the trumpets while all Israel stood. Solomon then consecrated the central area of the courtyard in front of the Lord's temple. He offered burnt offerings and the fat of peace offerings there, because the bronze altar he had built could not hold all the burnt offerings, grain offerings, and sacrificial fat. For the next 7 days, Solomon and all Israel celebrated the Festival of Shelters. A large congregation had gathered from as far away as Lebo Hamath in the north and the Brook of Egypt in the south. On the eighth day, they had a closing ceremony, for they had celebrated the dedication of the altar for 7 days and the Festival of Shelters for 7 days. Then at the end of the celebration, Solomon sent the people home. They were all joyful and glad because the Lord had been so good to David and to Solomon and to his people Israel. So Solomon finished the temple of the Lord as well as the royal palace. He completed everything he had planned to do in the construction of the temple and the palace. Then one night the Lord appeared to Solomon and said, "I have heard your prayer and have chosen this temple as the place for making sacrifices. At times I might shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or command grasshoppers to devour your crops, or send plagues among you. Then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. My eyes will be open and my ears attentive to every prayer made in this place. For I have chosen this temple and set it apart to be holy, a place where my name will be honored forever. I will always watch over it, for it is dear to my heart. As for you, if you faithfully follow me as David your father did, obeying all my commands, decrees, and regulations, then I will establish the throne of your dynasty. For I made this covenant with your father David when I said, 'One of your descendants will always rule over Israel.' But if you or your descendants abandon me and disobey the decrees and commands I have given you, and if you serve and worship other gods, then I will uproot the people from this land that I have given them. I will reject this temple that I have made holy to honor my name. I will make it an object of mockery and ridicule among the nations. And though this temple is impressive now, all who pass by will be appalled. They will ask, 'Why did the Lord do such terrible things to this land and to this temple?' And the answer will be, 'Because his people abandoned the Lord, the God of their ancestors, who brought them out of Egypt, and they worshipped other gods instead and bowed down to them. That is why he has brought all these disasters on them.'" Finally today, Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who alone does mighty miracles. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who made the heavens so skillfully. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who placed the earth among the waters. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who made the heavenly lights. His faithful love endures forever. The sun to rule the day. His faithful love endures forever. And the moon and the stars to rule the night. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who killed the firstborn of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. He brought Israel out of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. He acted with a strong hand and powerful arm. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who parted the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. He led Israel safely through. His faithful love endures forever. But he hurled Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who led his people through the wilderness. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who struck down mighty kings. His faithful love endures forever. He killed powerful kings. His faithful love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites. His faithful love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan. His faithful love endures forever. God gave the land of these kings as an inheritance. His faithful love endures forever. A special possession to his servant Israel. His faithful love endures forever. He remembers us in our weakness. His faithful love endures forever. He saved us from our enemies. His faithful love endures forever. He gives food to every living thing. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His faithful love endures forever. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this week. Thank you that you are faithful and that your faithful love does endure forever. Maybe we can't grasp the magnitude of that just now, but we are grateful. I am grateful here today. May we reciprocate that love and faithfulness to you and to those all around us. We give this week to you. Do what it is that you long to do through us, in us, among us. We'll give you thanks and praise. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Looking forward to a beautiful week with each and every one of you. I'm Jill. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hi guys, my name is Betty. I called the other day in regard to my son Nathan, who is dealing with mental illness challenges, and his life has basically been totally altered since 2019, to the point of, you know, being on the road to success, to being unemployed for the last 3 years, eating up his savings, living on nothing. He did get home in the wee hours of the morning at some point last night after he'd been gone for several hours, and I thank you for your prayers. I ask for continued prayers for God's continued faithfulness to him. I'm thank you for my beautiful DAB family. So many of us go through so many struggles, and sometimes I don't feel like this is even, you know, worthy of all of your prayers, but I know it would be such a beautiful thing to see his life restored and to see the years that the locusts have stolen taken away, you know, and just disappear. So I thank you for your time, for listening to this prayer request from a mom in Hamburg. I'm so grateful again. Thank you for praying, people. Hi, guys. My name is Betty. I'm new to the chronological study with Jill, but not new to DAB. I've been around for over 13, 14 years. I've often sent in prayer requests to DAB for my son, Nathan, who suffers with mental illness that showed up in 2019. I'm phoning to request prayer again. He's gone missing again today. I have no idea where he is, but he's been gone over 15 hours. And needless to say, a mom gets a little anxious, no matter how old their son is. So I would just ask the community to please pray for Nathan. It's Betty from Hamburg. I love you guys, and I appreciate all the prayers. And you've been a great family for me in the past, and you continue to be. Thank you so much.
Good morning, DAB Chronological. A man on June 4th called in requesting prayer for his issue with lust. And I just wanted to say that I commend you for asking for prayer. Dear Jesus, all men that are not with wife, and some those with that may have one, please, Jesus, watch over them and heal them from the demon of lust, Lord Jesus. Please be with him. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. And this is Dave from Arizona. I hope you all have a wonderful day. And the man that's battling, so many of us do, good luck. Jesus be with you.
Hey, DABC family is wrapped in his grace. I wanted to thank Mark the baby doctor, Terry from Toledo, Daughter of the Silversmith, Sierra from Texas, and everyone that has been praying for me. I called in maybe about a month ago. I'm finally caught up, and I was sharing how I just really needed to steward my body better and make some changes. And I just want y'all to know, like, I could tell that I was being prayed for. I've been making small steps every single day to make changes in my life. I did work with a dietitian for about a month. That was helpful to just jumpstart me on my journey. So I really appreciate it, and I would ask for continued prayers for that. One of the things that I'm working on is just even regulating my nervous system and noticing how that's impacting my sleep and my perimenopause and a lot of different things. So I just wanted to thank you all for praying and also let you know how the Lord has been answering, and I ask that you continue to pray for me. I also want to just pray for those people who have prayed in. I'm probably going to do a separate recording because I'm going to run out of time. But Lord, I just want to personally pray for Mark, the baby doctor, Terry from Toledo, Daughter, the silversmith, Sierra from Texas. God, I just pray over their needs. Lord, they lifted me up. And God, I don't remember all their specific needs, but I know that you never sleep or slumber. You watch over them. So God, I just pray my favorite scripture over them, that they would lift up their eyes to the hills and know that their help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.